It's not really the Christmas season without a Messiah, and we have Louisville Master Chorale performing Messiah coming up. Mark Walker is their music director. Mark, it's good to have you here.
It's great to be back.
With Messiah coming up on the 16th?
16th, yes. This coming Sunday.
How are you performing it? I mean, what parts are you bringing? It's in three parts.
Well, after last year's performance, several folks said, "Oh, this is a terrific performance." However, we missed part of the last part, the third part, that includes "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and worthy is the Lamb," and the trumpet shall sound, and those wonderful movements. And this year, we went back to the drawing board, and we said, "Well, we don't think we want to do a full Messiah just yet, although that might be coming down the road. However, we would like to include the third section as well. Last year we just included parts one and part two. So we recut it, and we've divided it kind of halfway in part two. And with that division, and we had to omit a lot of part two, actually. So we're doing the majority of part one, the Advent Christmas section, but a little of that's cut. Then we're going right into part two, the Passion Resurrection section, and we're going to sing up until Lift Up Your Heads. Strangely enough, most people don't realize that Lift Up Your Heads, that movement, is actually the resurrection movement. You know, because we many churches sing the Hallelujah Chorus at Easter, and some even at Christmas time. But anyway, we're stopping there. That's going to be our Louisville Master Chorale part one, part the first, for our cutting. And then we're going to take back up the latter half of part two with the wonderful "Why Do the Nations Rage," the not so frequently heard "Thou Art Gone Up on High," and dovetail right into "Thou Shalt Break Them" and the Hallelujah Chorus. But then we're not going to go home after the Hallelujah Chorus. Right. We're going to sit back down do part three in its entirety. And that part, to my knowledge, I don't think those movements or that section as a whole has been performed here in quite some time. I think at least in 10 years, I believe.
Well, as oratorios go for Handel, I mean, he wrote many great ones, but it seems like there are a lot of hits, a lot of popular segments in Messiah, more so than, you know, Judas Maccabeus or
for goodness sakes, yes. I would say that arguably it's the most famous piece of extended choral orchestral music in Western civilization.
Just sitting here talking to you, things pop in my head like "All We Like Sheep."
Oh yes, and that's included. There are many hits. "For Unto Us a Child Is Born" and "The Glory of the Lord." It's interesting. A very familiar Christmas carol, "Joy to the World," that many folk sing this time of year. It says it was written by Handel, but that's all it says. And I did a little research and come to find out it's based on two motives by Handel from, you guessed it, Messiah. "Joy to the World." That descending line there is actually "Lift Up Your Heads" from part two.
I can hear it.
That part right there, that's actually, if you transpose it up a step, the beginning orchestral or the introduction, orchestral introduction to "Comfort Ye My People," the very first part. So someone, and my research is not complete, somebody took those two ideas and put them together and made a Christmas carol, and I think that's brilliant.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Well, you're performing with a professional orchestra, and how many people in the orchestra?
We're right at about 57.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good size.
It's a good size, and the orchestra will be around 18 players, more than enough for the Cathedral of the Assumption. Very live room. We've talked about that before.
Right. So it's at the Cathedral of the Assumption, Handel's Messiah with Louisville Master Chorale, Sunday, December 16th, and you're starting at 2:30.
Starting at 2:30, and the performance will last approximately 2 hours.
Do you have a pre-concert talk?
We do. David Paul Gibson, our music lecturer in residence, will be giving a talk on Messiah, its effect on culture and also a little history of what he did, what his goals were, Handel's goals, why mm-hmm. he wrote it, and why it's so culturally significant today.
And when does that start?
That will start at 1:45, immediately underneath the cathedral sanctuary and what they call the undercroft.
All right, again, that's 2:30 for the actual performance. LouisvilleMasterChorale.com for more information. Mark Walker, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you for having me, Alan.